space papers like a rule with Rosh Bow.
Yes.
Was talking about
cool as a rope. That in general, spec you go with cooler. What's the logic of that? Because the majority of outcomes are cooler.
Right.
So that's the idea is go bust a rove.
But when the Rosh was talking about the Yavish B'Yavish, you take one by one regardless of the rove.
Yeah, that's a case of rove. When you take one at a time, you're following the din of a rove. That's a parallel case of rove. Svek svek is one idea of a rove, one application of rove. The Torah says, Acher rabim lahatos, follow the rove. The number of cases of rove. First case is bezdin. You're in a bezdin, 2-1, follow the rove. Next case is bittel. Haroves, follow the rove. Third case, svek sveka, follow the rove. Now, I have a double shesh namatim. That goes against the rule. It's its own rule, right? Follow the double shesh namatim. It's go
lechumra. Regardless of anything.
Right. So, from the case of yavish v'yavish, we see that we know for a fact that double shesh namatim says go lechumra in a suffix to Rabbana. That's in the Gemara. The Gemara says, normally what do you say about suffix to Rabbana? L'kula l'chum. You say l'kula. If it's a suffer with a double shesh tamativin, go l'chumra. That's a gemara. That we know. Svek svek with a double shesh tamativin, we don't know in the gemara. Okay. But some Yishanim say, be machmen in the svek svek double shesh tamativin. That's what you should do with a svek svek. That's what the Rama does. He's machmen.
Because of the general rule of double shesh
tamativin. Yeah. Okay. So now, what's would you have a svek sveka with a chazaka? What do you say there?
Cheska
sister from before. Yeah, cheska sister before. Now a svek sveka, which says be makel, but I have a cheska sister from before. So there, the Rama paskins the kula. We go the kula. We follow the svek sveka against the cheska sister.
Because we have a rule.
Because you have a row, because Ruba were Chazaka, Ruba are the you have a row versus Chazaka, the Gemara says time and time again, you follow the row against Chazaka. Look at Bezdin, the Bezdin can pass in whatever they want, because the Chazaka till now, but they can say, we say it's different. They can go, row is better than Chazaka, in general. So if Svek Svek is row, the Svek Svek Lakula will overwhelm, will beat the Cheska Sissa, which was till now. So now, that's if you have the rove of Svek Sveka against the Chazaka. But if I have a Svek Sveka, which is really a rove against Dovah Sheshna Matirim, do a more passing to Chumra, the Dovah Sheshna Matirim beats it. It means the Dovah Sheshna Matirim is stronger than a rove. The rove of Svek Sveka said be Mekel, the Dovah Sheshna Matirim says be Machmir, and he's following the Dovah Sheshna Matirim. You follow me at this point? So the proof that that's an idea, that Dovah Sheshna Matirim is stronger than a rove, is from the case of Yavish B'Yavish. That's the rove's thing. The rove says, you see the Dovah Sheshna Matirim is stronger than rove, because the Dovah Sheshna Matirim blocks the bittel of Yavish B'Yavish. When you have a Yavish B'Yavish bittel of the Rashba, you take one at a time, I'm eating it because of rove. The Dovah Sheshna Matirim says, don't eat it, it's us. You see Dovah Sheshna Matirim is stronger than rove, it's stronger than the rove in the taroves, it's stronger than the rove in svek sveka. So double shesh matirim is awesome in svek sveka. Yes.
Do we say over here by the rove that, you know, we say it's svek sveka as a din rove, fine, and that's why we see double shesh matirim. But let's say we have a third suffik. Do we say this third suffik with the other two svekot is goes into the category of rove, or do we say the three tzvekot are just a different din in general?
No, we didn't talk about the state of Ron, three tzvekot, so let's wait for you to get there. Okay, let's go ahead now. Page 42, section number Vav. Din, Beria. Okay. Kol davar sheyesh lo matirim, shemusav min b'minom, einu batel. Afilu be'alef. Havu nusav b'sheinu minom, batel b'samach. Okay, it's a famous rule. The davar sheyesh lo matirim is not batel in a min b'minom, but it is batel in a min b'sheinu minom shishim. We discussed it quite a bit already. There's Rashi's pshat, the Ran's pshat. Chorot Tzorchim. If you have something which is a barrier, which we also discussed, these are chashuv things which are not batel, right? Something which is born within this barrier, something which is a nice piece which you can serve at a dinner. So pasuk v'mos simin kufal sivav she'ein chilik in nisav b'minam or nisav shelo b'minam. He says there's no difference. If these things get into mixtures, they're not batel. It could be a min b'mino, it could be a min b'sheinu mino. Yilu mino get a dover shesh na matirim. Lo hisik a Rama ala machaber. The Rama never argued with that machaber. Mashma de sover. The dover shesh na matirim shnesav b'sheinu mino. Batel b'shishim. So he feels a dover shesh na matirim. And einu mino is batel b'shishim. So he in the maishna dover shesh na matirim. Why is the davar sheyesh lo matirim a matir in min b'sheinu mino, but not a berry, not a chaticha ro'ed l'skaper? That's also even min b'sheinu mino. V'yesh lomar, d'hod the berry v'chaticha ro'ed l'skaper lo b'teili, hayin mishum d'rabbanan gazu, d'machmas chashivuson, nechshav ki'ilu ho'isa nikar, v'omed b'fnei atzmo, below this arev in a heta klal, mash ain kein yisod adin the davish sheish matim lo bottle, who matam the ach tochlen ayidei bittel tochlen a beheta achem, ain apshat the davish sheish matim lo nechshav mula b'tarovet, ela achol gat the chal chal shem tarovet lo chal be heta bittel. So the thing is like this, techdicha ro leskabed. And the barrier, these are chashuv things. Since they're chashuv, it's not a terovus at all. It's not a terovus at all. So therefore, if it's not a terovus at all, so it's also min b'mino, min b'sheinu mino. It never got mixed into anything. You see it. So you're not going to make a chiluk min b'sheinu mino. Davar sheyesh lo matirim is a terovus. It's a regular mixture, except that there's a reason to be machmir. So that reason only applies in min b'mino, not min b'sheinu mino. As we explained earlier, Rashi's pshat, the Ran's pshat, the different reasons why min b'sheinu mino is a more powerful bittel. But the thing is in the tarovus. So that's why I can say, okay, it's more powerful bittel, it's bottle, even though v'sheish tamatim. It's more powerful. Like we said, min b'sheinu mino means it destroys it completely. Min b'mino is a heter. If it's a heter, then v'sheish tamatim has another heter. So wait for the other heter. Min b'sheinu mino is not a heter, it just destroys the thing as it disappears. So the davar sheyesh lo matirim disappears. But it has to be in a tarovus to say it disappears. If it's a chaticha ro'ed l'skabed, it's not in a tarovus, it's by itself in its own plate. It never got mixed into anything. Midrabanan. It's if you see it. Therefore it's going to be also min b'sheinu mino also. That's what he's saying.
Which one did we say is considered as
far as a Torah was? Mm-hmm. Rabbi, wasn't the Ron's shot kind of like that it's not a Torah was? That it's not enough.
It could be that in a min domino, davar sheyesh lo matirim is not a tarovus.
Oh, okay. But in a barrier, no matter what,
it's. Even min b'sheinu mino is not a tarovus.
Okay.
Good point. Okay. Now, v'nira lahavi smach lezeh. I want to bring a proof to this concept that what? That a davar sheyesh lo Or a barrier are so chashuv that when they mix, it's not a mixture. It's as if you see them. It's not a tarovus. So he says like this: the kaimel on the chol the tikkun rabbana came the rice the tikkun. Basically, he's going to say like this: let's say I have a mixture which involves people. Let's say I have a bunch of babies in a hospital, and the stupid nurses got mixed up. And the parents never even saw these babies. They were born and zipped away to the nursery right away. No one ever saw them. So there's a bunch of babies here, and one is a kohen, because we know that the father of one of the babies is a kohen. One is a lady, one's a Yisrael. So let's say I have seven Yisraelim and one is a kohen, and two of them tarovas. Am I going to say that the baby kohen is batel in the seven Yisrael babies?
No.
I'm not going to say that, because you cannot be vital people. So the heter of tarovas only applies to things, food, maybe other items, does not apply to people. Now, will I say that the baby's really in a tarovas without bittul, or it's not in a tarovas at all? People are not tarovas. People have their individual work. You can't say this baby's mixed up with other babies halachically. He is what he is. He is a kind wherever he is. Maybe I don't know, but I wouldn't say halachically that the tarovas. So that's what he wants to say. So a barrier on the chichor of his carpet is a takeoff midrabanan on a ben adam midraisa. With the rights of people who can't get involved in tarovas. Okay, that's what he wants to say. Whether he's correct or not, that requires a whole discussion. Let's see what he says.
How would that play out then? Because
how it's going to play out with these babies.
So would they all be considered for,
you have to go l'chumma both ways. Let me say it's a chumma. All of them are l'chumma kohenim.
They're all kohenim then?
L'chumma. It's a suffix with a chumma. But you have to go suffix the rice of l'chumma. You can't use any rules of bittul. You can't say, oh, let one of them walk away and say, called the parish meruba parish. That's what he wants to say. I'm not so sure it's correct, but that's what he's saying. You're not going to say that. Let's say one of them,
they grow up
and each one goes his own way. So then we'll say, okay, each one will say, I'm a Yisrael, I'm not a Kohen because I'm from the Rov. I'm not so sure he's right, but that's what he says over here. He said, you can't say that. Let's say it again inside. Mila b'smach, and said, the kind of whole thing about it, can't divide the tikkun, see the devam, shen, and betel, and klam, and ator, gom, b'nei, adam. So it's a chavos das, simen, kuf, yud, siv, kot, and gimel. Usually in Shulchan Aruch, it's not a chavos das. Yes. Simon Kuf Yud. Let me check. There's a Chavus Das. All the way in the back of your Shulchan Aruch, you should have something called Chavus Das. Sivkot Gim. Where is it? Let me see. Oh, here it is.
What's the page number? Yeah.
The page, Reishayin Vav. Oh, he says it here. He does have it on page Resh Ayin Vav. It's in a Chavos Das. He does say it. He does say it. It's like this. There's a famous din. Someone told somebody, take this ring and be Mekadesh some woman for me. Pick out a nice woman and be my messenger, and then you'll tell me who you found for me. It's like Avram sent Eliezer. So he said, here, take a ring, find me a good wife, and just marry her for me. So the shliach goes, And he comes back and says, I gave a certain woman the ring, and I say the truth, I told her she should come. She said, I'll take her a week, I gave her the address, and she's going to come. Week passes, the lady never shows up. Says, what's her name? I forgot her name. She was supposed to come, she never came. So now what's going to happen over here? This fellow is married to somebody, but he has no idea who she is. So really, he can't marry anybody, because anyone he marries could be a sister of the girl that the Shliach married. He can hardly marry a sister-in-law. So this is he's also in every woman in the world. He got himself into a real stupid pickle, because he relied on this fellow to marry someone for him, and the fellow didn't bring the girl back, and now he doesn't know where she is, and she didn't show up, so apparently she changed her mind. Meanwhile, he can't marry anybody because maybe it's his wife's sister. Sister-in-law is also the Raisa. So the Chavis Das asked a question, why don't I say Bithel Barov? Why don't I say Bithel Barov? She's Batel. Right?
Rebbe, where's this case?
This case in the Gemara. The Gemara says such a case. If someone tells the Shliach, save a Kaddish the Isha, and now we don't know who that woman is, also B'chol HaNashim Shibba Olam. Why don't you say Bittul? Let's say the Rosh. The Rosh says if you have a Tarovus of Yavish B'Yavish, you can eat everything with Bas Achas. So it means everything Mamish is Bittul. Let this woman, whoever she is, be Bittul and everybody else. Certainly the majority of the women in the world are not her sisters. So she's mixed up. Even her sisters. So let her sisters and her and all her relatives be Bittul in the robe of all the kosher women in the world that he could marry, and he couldn't marry. Even though, let's say, he married this woman, so it's going to wind up, he's also in 10 women, but now there's still a million other women that he could marry, so let those 10 be Bittul in the million. According to the Rosh, that Yavish means you eat everything with Bas Achas, so you'll be Mavatal everything, so be Mavatal this woman. So he says, look, Asofit, Bein Anoshim, Lo Shayach Bittul. You can't have a bittul on people. Now, we do have bittul in the Gemara on animals. Animals are bittul. That's clear in the Gemara. But there's no bittul on people.
Okay.
I guess a person can't be
bittul.
A person is a person. God's image can't be bittul. Yes.
Don't we base the idea of Avraham and the Hato? Is this kind of similar? Don't we base it off of like a Beit Din when you have two out of witnesses, right? Is that
two out of three judges.
Two out of three judges.
So you listen to the two judges, they make the court go their way. One judge's opinion is bottom.
Is that in a way like people?
No, it's an opinion. Being Mavatal is opinion.
Don't
I'm saying your opinion is wrong. You can do that. You can be Mavatal a person's opinion. You can't be Mavatal him. In this case, you have to say the lady herself is being bottom. And the million other women. Because you're mad, what?
That's crazy. Like, what, one girl in the entire world.
You could still technically marry, like, Garris, I assume. She doesn't have a sister.
Oh, she can find a Garris that has no sister, right? That could be fine. He could find somebody. Good point. Yes?
Isn't there a rule that he has to meet her and see her and like her?
Okay, they broke the rules.
So then she's
in. No, she, you know, they both, no, that's how they set it up. They decided to get married.
But you're allowed to do that?
You're not allowed to do that. But
did
he ever? Avram did that with Eliezer.
No, it's not. Yitzhak saw her and then didn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
And then they.
But Eliezer married her.
Just had an engagement.
It wasn't a real Kedushin?
It wasn't Kedushin until he saw her brought into the.
Okay.
Okay,
that's good. I stand corrected. But if someone did it, they did it. They're right, they're not right, but they did it. But there is such a Chavis Das here. Kufiyud, you should take a look at it. Kufiyud at the bottom of page 89, in Os Gimel. He does say it. And Lo Shayach Bittul. He says, not Shayach to make a Bittul on people. Okay, good.
We're done?
The last two lines. The left hand column. Left hand count.
I
have two lines. It says, no shy. Anoshim, no shy. People can't have people. Okay. So, anyway, getting back to the Rav over here. So, Kodim abonu came the rice atikun. Mesim the Ram Shane and Batalin Kram and Atogon Bene Odom. Bechora Tan Bezel de Bene Odom called Kachashuvim. Sheinama Abdim S. Zeusum. Agab Dvomachin. People are so chashu, you can't destroy their identity because of other things. Bechain Abopi Shane Murovim de Mitzius. Long Afi Din. Haraim Nachshavim Kinikam. And as a people are always considered to be visible, they're in their own tarovas. They're not mixed with other people. Yeshnam Menachumad Rabbanu Dov Chosh Ve'en Abov Abachomer Shel Adin Derais and Shechal B'nei Adam. It's an extension of the Derais of people. Tikdu Rabbanu Shlovach Shlochal Shem Tarovas Al B'nei Adam. They said people don't have tarovas. Ela Af B'Shav Vam Chashuvim. Chashuv things don't have tarovas. Therefore, it's not bottle anything. Anam Zerak Nachum Legabi Berach the word is Gabi. Mashain Dovishesh no Matirim, and the bottom with Zinache. Dovishesh Matirim, Shem, the one take no Abishachal, Halo Shem Tarobes, the Kamakam and the bottom. Okay. Mishmah just had a sentence, Mishmah Yit Machale, the Dovishesh no Matirim, Bain Min Bumino, the men, the she'en omino. Okay, now, 41, 42, 43.
Where
are
we adding a sentence?
Just at the end of 42, I just added a sentence. That's, Dabashash Matin, you can make a chilk in men domino, and men, the she'en omino. Okay, finish. V'nevenesh is Rashi V'ran. The B is so din Dabashash Matin. Shein a bottle min domino, a bottle min the shein omino. Because of a dovish shef the matir, she next to betarovas, and she kach yesh the chalak, bein min domino, a tarovas min the shein omino. You don't have to add that sentence right over here. Ma shein can be no gay lebe, lach dich lo lis gabi, in a nach shob min rovish tarovas kla, lachain en in betelem, bein bemin, domino, bein bemin the shein omino, midalon nis avu, hab like nikach, or his sinu. I guess we'll stop here for time. Basically, okay. Have a wonderful Shabbos.